You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we are going to be hearing from a group that its time is long overdue, shall we say. As you that have been listening to Conducting Conversations know, we've had just about every chorus and organization in the arts on this program over the last 5 or 6 years. But here's one that's brand new, and we're very happy to welcome the Navy Choristers with us this evening. John Woodhouse is here. Welcome, John.
Good evening, Mike. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you with us, and we're going to find out everything you want to know about the Navy Choristers. John is a past chairman, as they say, not president, but chairman, and has been singing with the group since 1992 when you were on active duty in the Navy, right?
That's correct. I was the public affairs officer at the Naval War College at the time, and the Newport Navy Choristers, for many, many years, was actually based at the War College.
And the Newport Navy Choristers, is it unique to just Newport, or is one like in Virginia and one in Florida, or?
No, this is a very unique organization. The Newport Navy Choristers was actually founded as a wives singing group at the Naval War College in 1953. Hmm. And over the years, it gradually expanded. It added men. It changed its name. And we're almost to our 60th anniversary. One of the things that makes the chorus unique is that we exist to raise money for charities in the community. All of our performances benefit some organization. And over the years, we estimate that we've raised about $350,000 for the general community.
Wow, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of raising, as they say. Well, we're going to have the opportunity to listen to a lot of music provided to us by John. These are archive recordings of the Navy Choristers over the years, mostly in the last 10 years, I guess, or so. And so we will get to John and find out about some of those fundraising opportunities and an event that is coming up on March 11th. But in the meantime, how do you traditionally open a show with the Navy Choristers?
9 out of 10 of our shows, we open with the National Anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. It's a wonderful piece that reaffirms our commitment to our country, and since we are predominantly a military and Department of Defense civilian-oriented organization, it's a great way to put a stamp of our unique seal on the chorus presentation.
Well, then let's do that now. Here we go.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
And the rocket's red flare from our standing there gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heavens rescue land. Praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation.
Then conquer we must when our cause is just.
Star-Spangled Banner provided by the Navy Choristers, and that was recorded back in 2001. And John and I were talking off-air about this music goes back, as you mentioned, 60 years. So back then, they wouldn't have had the CDs that we have today.
No, what records we have, we actually have LPs from the early years of the chorus. And then, of course, we moved into cassettes.
Right.
We skipped the 8-track players. But
Well, glad that we have the CDs available for this program. The chorus is a little bit unique in that it's the Navy Choristers. So it sounds like not just any old Army guy can join, right?
Well, no. Actually, it's composed of active duty, reserve, and retired members of all branches of the armed forces.
All branches?
All branches.
Okay.
And also Department of Defense civilian employees and their spouses, their dependents, as long as they're 16 years or older. You know, more or less, if you can get in the gate of the naval station and you have a pass, mm-hmm. Then you can be a member of our chorus, because that's where we hold our rehearsals. And the space that we've been given from the base to support over the years, we've been very supportive of a lot of official functions that the military has. Even though we're not an official government organization, we've sung at ship christenings, and we've sung at memorial services for 9/11. And we're available to the base and to the surrounding community to participate in those kinds of things.
So it's a give and take kind of thing. You get the rehearsal space and you give back by the performances and so forth.
Exactly.
All right.
And if you are military, you still can fit in it. You wear your uniform during the performances, and the active duty folks, of course, wear their uniforms. So we come across as a military organization, and associated with the Navy in general.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get to another piece of music, because you have quite a bit. We're going to go to one called Road Not Traveled. Tell us about this one.
This is one of the Robert Frost poems that Randall Thompson set to music. It's been a favorite of ours over many, many years, and the message is pretty timeless.
Oh,
Now, if you'd like to help support the Navy Choristers, you can do so by attending a concert on Sunday, March 11th at 4 p.m. Tell us a little bit about that, where it's going to be, and what's involved.
Well, every March we do a concert called Music for a Sunday Afternoon. As I said before, our concerts are all fundraisers, and this one has traditionally been a fundraiser for both the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society, and it's the one concert a year that a portion of the proceeds support the chorus, mm-hmm. so that we're able to pay for our accompanists and pay for our music and all those kinds of things. Right. It's an afternoon performance that combines traditional American music, patriotic music, Broadway-influenced music. In the past, this concert had always been done at the Naval War College. Mm-hmm. But after the security concerns raised by the events of 9/11, we had to move the concert off the base,
right.
And so now we do it at St. Barnabas Church, which is on East Main Road in Portsmouth. The choristers will perform, the two subgroups that we have, which is the Newport Navy Sea Chanties and the Nautical Notes, will also perform as part of the concert. And tickets are very reasonable. Adult tickets are only $7. Children and seniors are only $5. And an entire family can get in for $18.
So, what a deal.
So it is a great deal, and it helps two really great causes.
Now, someone should care to help out a little bit more. They can do that. Is there a donation available? Or?
Oh, always. We're always grateful for any donations that are made to the chorus or to the groups that we sponsor, that sponsor us for each of these concerts.
Excellent. Okay, let's get to another piece of music. This next piece, I understand, is going to actually be in the concert on March 11th. What is it?
This is a number called Elijah Rock, which is a spiritual arranged by Jester Hairston. And it's another one of our favorites. We've done it many times over the years. We do have a lot of favorites as a chorus, and we enjoy being able to bring these back for people to listen to periodically.
Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock coming up, Lord.
Elijah Rock,
shout, shout, Elijah Rock coming up, Lord.
Elijah
Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock coming up, Lord.
Elijah
Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock coming up, Lord.
Elijah
Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock coming up, Lord.
John, I'm going to ask you to introduce another piece of music rather quickly so that we can get one more in before we go to our break. Tell us what you have for us.
Well, one of the many patriotic tunes that we do is this, a number called Red, White, and Blue by John Peterson. This one features a lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps who was on active duty at the time. A really phenomenal performance.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more with John Woodhouse and the Navy Choristers.
proudly it waves old glory over the land of the free. Promise of hope and freedom, symbol of liberty. Red, white, and blue are its colors, colors both brilliant and clear, colors with far deeper that at first may appear.
Proudly it waves, O glory, over the land of the free. Promise of hope and freedom, symbol of liberty.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with John Woodhouse of the Navy Choristers, and they'll be putting on a performance on Sunday afternoon, March 11th, 4 o'clock, at St. Barnabas Church in Portsmouth. And we've been talking a little bit about the group and listening to a lot of music. And John, you mentioned earlier in the program that there are some subgroups along with the chorus.
Right. We have two main subgroups. One is a sea chanty group called the Newport Navy Sea Chanties, and the other one is a portable SATB, or soprano, alto, tenor, bass group that we can take to nursing homes and does traditional choral music, and that's called the Nautical Notes.
And Nautical Notes is what, about a dozen people, or is
normally
it
very... we have about a dozen in the Nautical Notes, and anywhere from 8 to 12 in the Sea Chanties.
All right. Well, let's listen to a sea chanty tune then. I'm in the mood for a sea chanty tune.
All right. Well, the sea chanties are wonderful tunes that were invented to coordinate work at sea, to be able to be heard above the noise of the wind and the rigging and the sails. Many of the sea chanties also came from the downtime that were known as forecastle chanties. That would be songs about life at sea or others. This particular number is was arranged by Ron Jeffers, and it's a traditional look at the loss of a shipmate, a fellow named Stormy, and the song is called Storm and Blow.
Stormy, 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 he is dead and gone. Walk me along, Johnny, carry me along. Stormy, he is dead and gone. Carry me to the burying ground with a wave, storm and blow. Walk me along, Johnny, carry me along. Wave, storm and blow. Carry me to the burying ground. Stormy, Stormy, he slipped his cable off Cape Horn. Walk me along, Johnny, carry me along. Close by the place where he was born, carry me to the burying ground. With a wave, storm and blow, walk me along, Johnny, carry me along. Wave, storm and blow, carry me to the burying ground. Stormy, Stormy, we lowered him down with a golden chain. Walk me along, Johnny, carry me along. Our eyes are dim with more than rain. Carry me to the burying ground with a wave, storm and blow. Walk me along, Johnny, carry me along. Wave, storm and blow. Carry me to the burying. Stormy, Stormy, he's moored at last and furled his sail. Walk me along, Johnny, carry me along. No danger now from wreck or gale. Carry me to the burying ground. With a wave, carry me along. Wave, storm and blow. Carry me to the burying ground.
That was the Sea Chanties, and now to change gears a little bit, we'll go to the SATB group. Tell us what song this is going to be.
This one is an adaptation of an English folk song called Early One Morning. The Nautical Notes tends to do folk songs and jazz numbers and stuff that's a little bit more manageable in a smaller group.
Early one morning, just as the sun was rising, I heard a maid sing in the valley.
Gaze the garden, fresh are the roses, and all.
John, putting all this music together probably isn't an easy task, as it isn't for most groups. There's always somebody behind the scenes, or in some cases in the front of the scenes, the director or the music coordinator, or what happens with your group?
Well, we have a music committee, obviously, and a board of directors that do a lot of the decision making. But the key people have always been the director and the accompanists. Back in 1960, when the group really graduated to being a full-fledged chorus, it was taken over by a woman named Marion Van Slyke, who was a legend in the Newport music area, also Fall River.
Mm-hmm.
And she was our director for 36 years.
Wow.
She was just a wonderful. She established the traditions that we hold so dear today in the length of the service of this chorus. And in 1996, she was replaced by a woman named Joanne Lowenthal, who had been a member of the chorus for many years, and the wife of a retired submariner. And she had been the director of the small group, the Nautical Notes, and stepped into and has done a great job ever since 1996. Our accompanist, our current accompanist, also is a retired Navy captain submariner, a guy named John Allen, who lives in Jamestown. And it always amazes me to see the talent that comes out of military people and their families in order to make organizations like this a success.
Amazing. Now, John and I happen to both be members of the Narragansett Bay Chorus, which a lot of my listeners know that I am a member of that. John has been a member for many years, and I know that in our organization, John, at the Narragansett Bay Chorus, everything's pretty relaxed, and you really don't know what the other guy does. You could be standing next to a banker or an attorney or a doctor or a gas station attendant or a baker, and it really doesn't make any difference. You just sing. Now, in your situation with the Navy choruses, I think that could be a little bit different. How does the enlisted man stand next to the captain, and what goes on there?
When it comes to singing, there's no difference. Of course, we don't rehearse in uniform, and there's no effort to figure out who is who during rehearsals. And often we don't even know that somebody's enlisted or a senior officer until we actually arrive for a performance and you see the person in uniform for the very first time.
I wonder if there's ever been any of those. Oh.
Well, I don't think so, because we're very comfortable with each other as musicians. Our focus is on the music, and it's been a wonderful tradition to be able to bring the entire military community and the defense civilian community together and our families together to create music and to raise funds to support so many wonderful organizations in the community.
Great. Okay, let's get to one piece of music again before we take a break and go back to one of the smaller groups. This is going to be the Sea Chanties, I guess, singing an interesting titled song.
The Codfish Chanty, yeah. This is one that's a very traditional New Bedford chanty, and it's more an example of one of the rollicking, where the last one was a very somber and very contemplative sea chanty. This is the rollicking work song, sung with great fun.
We'll listen to the Codfish song and take a short break and be back with more of the Navy choristers.
Do we have anybody here from Gloucester? No fishermen. That's all right. We're going to talk about the people of Gloucester.
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 Oh, Gloucester girls, they have no combs. Heave away, they comb their hair with codfish bones. We're bound for South Australia. Heave away, my bully, bully boys. Heave away, heave away, heave away. Why don't you make a noise? We're bound for South Australia. Oh, Gloucester boys, they have no sleds. Heave away, they slide down hills on codfish heads. We're bound for South Australia. Heave away, boys. Gloucester fishermen have no wives. Heave away, they smell of codfish all of their lives. We're bound for South Australia.
away, my bully, bully boys. Heave away, heave away, heave away, why don't you make a noise? We're bound for South Australia. Away.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with John Woodhouse from the Navy Choristers. And John is a past chairman of the organization, been singing with them since 1992. And John, during the break, I found out that you're also the director / coordinator of one of the small groups, right?
Yes, the Sea Chaney Group. Been a member of that group since the early 90s as well. It's the really unlimited fun portion of the chorus.
Okay. All right. And also sing with the other group as well?
The Nautical Notes as well, yes.
So the Sea Chanties, the Nautical Notes, the chorus itself, then the Narragansett Bay Chorus. Do you ever have a night when you're home?
I do. Wednesday nights and Friday nights.
All right. So call John if you want to do something on Wednesday night. Otherwise, he's singing, which is great fun. We mentioned earlier that the whole organization takes place on the base in Newport, and if somebody wants to be a member, they have to be in the military of some sort, right?
Well, not actually in the military. They can be the
or
spouse
past.
Of a military,
yeah.
Retired military, a reservist, or a civilian employee of the Department of Defense that works on the base.
All right, and
the key is pretty much if you can get through the gate.
Right. If they let you through, like I can't be a member of your corps.
Correct.
All right. So Pavarotti could not be a member of your chorus.
That's correct. He sings far too well when he
All
used
right.
to sing.
Is there a website that people can get further information or a phone number they can call?
Yeah, we have a website. It's www.newportnavychoristers.org.
That sounds simple enough. And you can go there and find out everything you want to know about the chorus itself.
The chorus and its history and photo albums and...
And CDs and all kinds of stuff.
It's a great resource, yeah.
8x10 glossies of John are there with signatures. All right. Well, let's get to some more music. This one is an interesting title. This is Back to the Full Chorus, and it's called Paul Revere's Ride. I think I might know what this might be about.
Yes, this is Longfellow's poem set to music about the great famous ride that Paul Revere did. And it's tied to a second number called the Concord Hymn that was written when they raised the memorial obelisk near the bridge up in Concord.
All right. So this is kind of like two songs for the price of one.
Yes.
Soaked in the night of his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm.
Listen, my children, and you shall hear. All right. Now, I just want to clarify that this concert coming up on March 11th does have a beneficiary, right?
That's whom? Correct. The Navy Marine Corps Relief Society is an organization that raises money from the people in the Navy and the Marine Corps to support the families of active duty and retired servicemen and women. It's a 108-year-old charity, and their actual fund drive each year, in this case, starts on the 1st of March and runs through the end of March. This organization provides baby layettes. It provides emergency loans. It provides budgetary counseling.
Sounds like lots of good things.
It is wonderful things, and it's so important for our young military folks to have resources like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really pleased that we've been able to support that organization over the years, over these concerts, specifically for the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society. We've raised about $18,000 through these concerts. So I encourage you to come out and be a part of a great afternoon of music and at the same time support a great cause.
Right. Kill two birds with one stone, have a good time, and be doing a good deed. And let's get to another piece of music, this one called Distant Land.
This is a wonderful piece by John Rutter, who's one of the most prolific of the...
Very famous.
Composers, the modern composers.
Mm-hmm.
And we do quite a bit of his stuff. This is one of our favorites.
Come on, join together and take the dust in.
Don, I want to thank you so much for coming in this evening and bringing your information about the Navy choruses to our audience. Remember, the concert is going to be on Sunday, March 11th, 4 p.m. at St. Barnabas Church in Portsmouth. And it's a wonderful cause, and tickets are very, very inexpensive. Go to their website and check it out, and have a wonderful time by supporting this group. And we have a way to close this show, which is actually the way you close all shows, right?
All of our concerts, we end with the Navy hymn in honor of the young men and women that serve round the clock, round the world, in our armed forces. And out of respect to them, we end all of our performances with this number.
Great. Thanks for being here, John.
Thank you very much.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.